Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Summer vacation is traditionally a time for kids to step away from academics and spend time with family at camp or poolside. But the coronavirus upended this school year, and Connecticut students have not physically been in class since mid-March. I spoke with Dr. Joanne White, an education consultant with the State Department of Education, and asked if she's concerned about summer slide when time away from classrooms leads to learning loss.
I am worried about summer loss through this extended break. Every year I worry about summer loss, in particular for our academically fragile students. So this summer, we're really focused on making sure that students remain engaged in learning.
What do we know about the summer slide?
What we know is that students who are doing well academically tend to, over the summer, gain academic skills because they are or can be or have the opportunity to be involved in summer learning. But those opportunities are not always available to all students. So it really does fall to the families under the guidance of school districts and schools to support summer learning. And so as a State Department, we have the onus for providing that support, that guidance.
How should families approach summer learning right now? Do you have suggestions?
We do. One of the things we've developed recently is the Connecticut Learning Hub. Our summer learning materials are housed in the Connecticut Learning Hub. It's an online platform at ct.gov/SDE online. And our goal is to provide universal access to enrichment opportunities. We know there's a digital divide. So right before summer started, schools ramped up increased efforts in getting paper materials to parents so that families would have materials on hand. Another effort, Scholastic, provided summer learning packets for families, and so each packet contained three or four books and then family learning activities.
And what would you say to parents about how to, let's say, structure time with their kids at home for this?
That's one of the really important things we'd like families to do, make space and make time for students to engage in learning. And there are no required rules here. I have a very close family friend who is a fourth grade teacher, and once school shut down, was very successful at engaging a high percentage of her students in daily online learning. And one of the things she mentioned was at times she could hear the TV in the background. She could hear other children talking to parents or caregivers in the background. So she was emphasizing that she really wished that parents would just provide a space to designate for learning activities.
That's interesting. I mean, it would seem like this is also an important time to center some learning activities on things kids are really interested in.
That's right. That's right. And the Connecticut Learning Hub, actually, for their summer materials, places an emphasis on student choice.
Summer has traditionally been a time, a great time for kids to build on important areas besides academics, like social and emotional skills. What are your thoughts about that right now?
Well, that's an area that's pretty tough in some instances because parents or caregivers, other family members are needing assistance in that area themselves. One way, of course, is engaging in a dialogue about what's happening and how we feel about what's happening and start there.
As we look forward to, at this point, still a rather uncertain picture for what teaching and learning is going to look like in the fall, any final thoughts on that?
You know, again, I go back to what parents and caregivers can do. Make space and time for students to engage in learning, whether more highly structured, semi-structured, self-guided. Consistency is really important. So the question is what can a family commit to on a daily basis to support their children's learning at home?
Joanne White, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.